The thing you need most from a news organization is reporting you can trust. Journalists dedicated to telling you the truth. I'm Molly Ingram, and thanks to your contributions to WSHU, we can continue to bring you reliable and trusted news coverage in the weeks and months to come. Thank you for listening and supporting WSHU Public Radio. We're expanding our world together.
This is WSHU's After All Things, with daily news and culture from the Long Island Sound region. Coming up, we're searching for seals in Long Island Sound with Maritime Aquarium. But first, Governor Hochul gave her State of the State address this afternoon. An effort in Connecticut looks to help folks in need of food and shelter this winter. Plus, calling all musicians. If you enter NPR's Tiny Desk contest, you might also be featured here on WSHU. Those stories and more are coming up. I'm Sabrina Garone. New York Governor Kathy Hochul focused on affordability in her State of the State address today. WSHU's Desiree DiOrio reports on the highlights from the speech.
The state of New York and its economy are strong, according to Hochul. Many of her 2026 priorities focus on lowering costs and making the state more affordable. That includes her big goal of making universal pre-K free for every four-year-old by 2028.
I want New York to be the number one place for anyone to start a family and build their future right here.
Hochul says other areas she'll target for lowering costs include healthcare, housing, energy bills, and car insurance. She says New York has some of the highest car insurance rates in the nation due to fraud and abuse. Desiree DiOrio, WSHU News.
A free hotline for people who are homeless or struggling in Connecticut is getting a big boost from the state. WSHU's Davis Donovan reports it comes as thousands more people in the state have found themselves in need of basic shelter and food.
The Lamont administration is putting $2.6 million toward 211, the United Way of Connecticut's toll-free confidential hotline. The United Way's Tanya Barrett says the number helps people in their hour of deepest need.
We know that when people are going through a crisis, they need and want to talk to a human, a person. Our trained, empathetic staff are available 24/7. To help callers to understand their situation and make a plan together.
211 can help people find food, shelter, mental health support, and other services. The United Way says the state funding will help them handle about 1,000 new callers a week. About 80,000 households in Connecticut have fallen into a state of financial hardship since 2019. Davis Donovan, WSHU News.
The real estate marketplace Zillow has named the Hartford area as the hottest real estate market in the U.S. for 2026. WSHU's Shelley Hessman-Kadish reports.
Greater Hartford beat out Buffalo to claim the top spot. Zillow predicts few price cuts, fast-moving listings, and higher prices. The area has the nation's biggest gap between available houses and buyers. With inventory down 63%, Zillow expects lots of competition, with buyers willing to pay over the asking price. Other Northeast cities made the top 10 hottest real estate markets, including Providence, New York City, and Boston. Zillow says all of Connecticut will see growing prices as inventory remains tight statewide. Shelley Hassman-Kadish, WSHU News.
Winter may be quiet, but there's still plenty to see in and around Long Island Sound. That story is ahead.
Hi, I'm music host Lauren Rico, and I'd love for you to travel with me to Iceland. This October, we'll explore black sand beaches, powerful waterfalls, and quiet, wide-open landscapes that feel a world away. We'll soak in the Blue Lagoon, wander Reykjavik, and on clear nights, watch for the northern lights dancing overhead. We'll be there October 2nd through 8th. You can find all the details at wshu.org.
The number of lab-confirmed influenza cases in New York has declined. According to the State Department of Health, cases last week were down 43% from the week prior. The number of flu-related hospitalizations was down 7%. New York is still experiencing widespread flu activity. The state experienced its highest number of confirmed cases on record in late December. A Bridgeport police officer who was suspended following a lawsuit of having sex with a domestic violence victim while on duty has been sued for a second time. The officer is now also being sued by a Trumbull man for an incident from 2023 where he claims the cop yanked him out of his vehicle, handcuffed him, and put him in the back of a patrol car before having second thoughts and letting him go. Waterbury police have arrested a man in connection with a fatal pedestrian crash. Police say they found the suspect with the help of license plate reader cameras. Waterbury police arrested Dion Unique Shonten last week. He was held on a $500,000 bond. Do you have big dreams or tiny ones? The NPR Tiny Desk Competition is the annual contest looking for the next great undiscovered musicians. And WSHU's Molly Ingram and Emily Boyer have more on how to enter.
NPR is accepting submissions now until February 9th. The winner will perform their own concert at the iconic Tiny Desk at NPR headquarters in Washington, D.C. They'll also headline NPR Music's Tiny Desk Contest on the Road Tour and will be featured on All Things Considered.
WSHU is hoping to see our region represented. So if this sounds like you or someone you know in Connecticut and Long Island, apply. Unsigned musicians can enter a video performing an original song behind a desk of their choice at tinydeskconcert.npr.org. And if you post your submission online, be sure to tag us at WSHU Public Radio. Emily Boyer
and Molly Ingram,
WSHU News.
Winter may be quiet, but the Long Island Sound region is still full of life. There's plenty to see from the shore, but out on the water, that's the best place to catch a glimpse of a more elusive creature. And I had the chance to tag along on a winter wildlife cruise with Norwalk's Maritime Aquarium in search of seals. Long Island Sound is one of the country's most productive estuaries, where fresh water from rivers meets salt water from the ocean. Salt marshes, tidal flats, and underwater grasses provide habitat for fish and other small marine critters that attracts larger predators like shorebirds.
That group of birds that just took off about 5 o'clock and flying toward the back of the boat, those are brand new.
As well as sharks and, of course, seals.
Are people surprised to learn that there are so many seals in Long Island Sound?
I think so. I mean, like, me, for example, I didn't know seals lived here. Like, I thought seals lived, like, in the North Pole or something.
Captain Nikki Rosenfeld is our guide today.
I think it is surprising because they're like a big animal, just like a cool, different type of wildlife, and they can be right off of our cities.
We're cruising a chain of 25 small islands, depending on the tides, off the coast of Norwalk, Connecticut. They're an important habitat for migrating birds and seals in the Sound.
So they migrate down. Normally, they're probably spending their time either around the Cape or in the Gulf of Maine. And then in the winter, they spread out a bit more from each other and are really following their food.
Plus, the Sound offers protection from storms and predators and open waters for swimming that don't totally freeze over.
So that flat rock about 5 o'clock, one of our harbor seals is pulling up.
We're on the lookout for harbor and gray seals today. They look very similar from a distance, but the harbor seals you'll usually see alone. They've got round heads and spotted bodies, probably the more cutesy looking of the two.
We think that the seal in the back that we can only see its quivers, we think that might be a gray seal.
Gray seals are the ones you're more likely to see in big groups, sprawled out on the rocks or beaches, and their faces are more elongated like a horse.
Look at that seal on the rock, and then to the left, scan the water, there's another head. So that seal, we see that's like bottling.
How many do you see on like a really good day? What would be a good number?
My record's 22.
Wow, okay.
But it's way more common to just see a couple, like a handful like this. Yeah.
Seals are protected under the Marine Mammal Protection Act of 1972, so it's illegal to hunt, harass, or even get too close to a seal in the wild. Maritime Aquarium has offered boat tours like this one since it first opened in 1988. They give folks a personal connection with the sound. That's a priority for Maritime as part of its push toward more interactive experiences with the community, including excursions.
I think it just helps kind of like form those memories and kind of create a connection to the place that you live, realizing, you know, what kind of living things like animals you share a home with here near the sound. I definitely think it's awesome to see, actually, even in the winter, these kids bundle up and still having a good time looking for animals.
Seal watching cruises run through the end of March. Visit the aquarium's website to secure your spot and remember to dress warm. Sabrina Garone, WSHU News. For the latest news from around Long Island Sound, listen to us on the radio, online at WSHU.org, or download the free WSHU app and take us with you on the go. And for even more from this station, like the latest news, more on the music you hear, and some behind the scenes here at the station, join us over on Instagram. We are at WSHU Public Radio. We'll see you there. I'm Sabrina Garone. Have a great rest of your day, and we'll talk tomorrow. Wow.